Celestial greetings to all fellow sci-fi fans. Welcome to Damon's Brave New World, Season 1, Episode 7. Our first sister star is known as Methos, the Alpha 2 of our system. Methos has 8 large planets and thousands of moons and planetoids. Yennar is the first planet, a gas giant that orbits very close to Methos. Thanks to Methos, the surface temperatures of Yennar exceeds 700 degrees centigrade. The monstrous nuclear furnace was too much for this gas giant. Billions of years ago, this icy planet was pulled closer to its mother sun. Methos relentlessly drove off the lighter gases by first boiling these elements that slowly evaporated, and over time, abundant hydrogen and methane became depleted within the ancient atmosphere. All was left behind was a helium world. Yennar is the only helium planet within our systems. Koros and Rimalas are next, and are twin planets that reside in the same orbit. They are about one-third the size of Deantas. Both planets are similar in composition. They're hot, rocky planets with a thick, hazy atmosphere. This soupy atmosphere consists mainly of carbon dioxide and sulfides. A runaway greenhouse effect took place millions of years ago on these fraternal planets. Blue Guys is the next planet up and is about 6.5 times as massive as the world of Deantas. Blue Guys is an authentic water world with a solid core. Moreover, the planet has a thick surrounding atmosphere of hydrogen and helium. Here you will find a warm and muggy world that also has polar regions. Here you will also find an astounding water world teeming with sea life. Because of its size and mass, the ocean is hundreds of kilometers deep. Jurassic-sized crustaceans inhabit the fathomless ocean as mega-sized winged creatures and organisms populate the air. Borok is the next planet in the system and is also a water world. Borok is the frigid cousin of Blue Guys, yet still resides in the habitable zone. Even though it is smaller and somewhat cooler than Blue Guys, it has a thick, protective atmosphere that has abundant heat-trapping carbon dioxide. Borok was able to maintain an atmosphere that was habitable to life. Only on this world, you will find one major continent. A particular fascination are the mammoth, four-legged creatures that roam the ice fields. Creatures of omnifarious sizes exist on this world, deep beneath the sea and on land. It is unlikely that these water worlds will ever host a technologically advanced civilization like our own, because any life forms that would take root on these water worlds would have needed access to fire for metallurgy. As you approach Candov, the next planet, you are exposed to a riveting sight. A planet that blinks, shimmers, sparkles, glitters, and flickers. Any of those words can apply. Candov is a planet that breathes visual electricity that moves across the surface as if alive. Many of the common elements found on other planets became metallized within the mantle. The mantle generated an electromagnetic bond with the core of the planet that resulted in extreme conductivity and a powerful magnetic field. Here, amid mammoth electrical storms, one can experience a panoramic and mind-blowing light show. Qantas is next on the list. Qantas is a large gaseous planet at the edge of the habitable zone. There, a unique species has been discovered. Ghost-like apparitions that float in the atmosphere. Our scientists are still learning about the species. Like many of the large planets, Qantas has many moons that offers stunning diversity. Nupta is the last colossal planet in the Mithas system and is up to 10 times the size of Deanta's. Nupta is known as a gas dwarf and has a thick atmosphere that consists of mostly hydrogen compounds and reactive gases. Nupta's sky is filled with hundreds of moons. Thanks for listening to Damon's Brave New World. Don't forget to check out our website, damonsbravenewworld.com. Thanks again.